boy. And today we are reading text 8, which is on the board. Kimno Valesu Sorena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Pramatesu Yovriko Nrishu Vatate Kimno Valesu Sunesna Kalina Jira Biruna Apramataha Prametesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Kimnu Valesu Shurina Kalina Jira Biruna Apramataha Parametisu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Kimnu Valesu Surena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Pramatesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Kimnu Valesu Surena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Pramatesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Kimnu Valesu Durena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Pramatesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Kimnu Valesu Surena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Pramatesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Matajis Kimnu Valesu Surena Kalina Jira Biruna Apramata Paramamesu Yovriko Nrishu Vartate Word for word translation. Kim, what? Nu, maybe. Valesu, among the less intelligent persons. Shurena, by the powerful. Kalina, by the personality of Kali. Jira, self-controlled. Biruna, by one who is afraid. Sorry. By one who is afraid of. Apramataha. One who is careful. Pramatesu. Among the careless. Yaha. One who. Vrikaha. Tiger. Nrishu. Among men. Vartate exists. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, May A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but that those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. Please repeat responsibly. Maharaj Parikshit considered that the less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but that those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Those who are not devotees of the Lord are careless and unintelligent. Unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. Those who are not devotees of the Lord fall prey to the actions of Kali. It will not be possible to bring about a saner condition in society unless we are prepared to accept the modes of action adopted by Parikit Maharaj. That is to say, propagation of the devotional service of the Lord to the common man. Amagyana tamaridasya gyanam janashala karya chakshuram litam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantikam vandeham sri guru sri yukta padakamalam sri gurum vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami Iti Namini Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Asri Tatmane Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Bhakti Chitamiti Namini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvese Sasuyavadi Pasacha Desatarini Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasandubhyayivacha patitanam pavenibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namini gauratvize namaha nityanado vatutendurvasudha pranavalabha janavirjivita patir krishna prema pradaprabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachirananda Purvajaha Bhava Ummata Jagat Rakta Rakta Gora Kelevaraha Advaitam Harinadvetara Charyam Bhakti Shamshanat Bhaktavataram Itam Samarvetara Charya Shraye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Jayatam surato pango mama mandir gatin masar vaswa padam bujo radha madana mohano divyar vindaranya kalpadrumada srimad ranadgara simhasanastau srila govinda devo prishtyali bi sivyamano smarami srimam rasa rasaram bivam sivata tatastita karsan venu swanai gopi gopinata sriye sunaha Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu suti devi pranamami hari priye Devi krishnamayi prokta radhika paradevata Sarva lakshmimayi sarvam kanti samohini paraha Jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda Sri arvaita gararhar srivasadi gauru bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. Maharaj Parikit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, and that those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. Bukam karoti vachalam pantum lagayate green yakripa tamahanvande shri guru dhinantaranam paramanam madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram akanda mandala karam vyaptaina chara charam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So thank you very much for a very warm welcome, very warm reception, very warm hospitality, which is characteristic of Radha Gopinath devotees. We are happy to be here. And before we proceed to say something for our own purification and probably for the benefit of the audience, we seek the blessings of all the exalted Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis within this assembly. Without the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we cannot make any substantial progress in Krishna consciousness. I always like to quote Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Drugame Patime Idasya Skala Pada Gate Muhur Swa Kripa Yastidanena Shanta Shantu Avalambalam. Krishna Das Kaviraj, very exalted personality, he is praying that my path is very difficult. Drugame. Drugame means very difficult. Drugame patime indasya. My path is very difficult. And I am blind indasya. I am blind. I cannot see. And what is more, my path is very, very slippery. Therefore, I need the support of the saints, the saintly devotees. Please give me your stick of support. Give me your mercy in the form of the stick of support by which I can traverse this path of Krishna consciousness. So, Radha Gopinath temple is known all over the whole world for producing such wonderful devotees. When I began to associate with this temple over 20 years ago, I think I came here first time in 2000. And over the years, I have witnessed such wonderful expansion, such wonderful development, such wonderful version of culture in this community. So, I am praying that all these wonderful souls, wonderful devotees, may extend their mercy, their stick of mercy to me, so that I can represent Srila Vyasadeva, who is the author of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Without the mercy of devotees, we cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Actually, our whole progress in this Krishna consciousness depends on the mercy of devotees. Before 1965, there were no devotees in the world, except for India. There were no Krishna Bhaktas in the world. But when His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, he journeyed to New York. And for a whole year, he was struggling to establish this Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he was able to register, incorporate the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he started making devotees. By his personal association, by his personal guidance, by his personal prayers, many devotees came out of the New York City. And from New York City, he sent devotees to California. He sent devotees to the United Kingdom. And all over the whole world. And today, by the singular effort of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, we have many, many devotees, millions of devotees across the globe, across the world. How has that happened? It's simply due to the mercy of the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Sadhu Sangha Krishna Kripa Bhaktire Swabhava. That for us to make progress in Krishna consciousness, we need Sadhu Sangha. We need the association of devotees. For us to make progress in Krishna consciousness, we need the mercy of Krishna. For us to make progress, we need the mercy of Bhakti Devi. So our progress in Krishna consciousness is based on the mercy of the devotees, is based on the mercy of Krishna, and is based on the mercy of Bhakti Devi, the personification of Bhakti. Without these, we cannot make any progress in Krishna consciousness. So we have to take advantage of the devotee association. It's very crucial. Even to learn any material subject, any material skill, we have to take shelter of a professional. If you want to learn law, you have to go to the law school. In the association of lawyers, you learn how to study law. And it applies to many, many other fields. So in the same vein, if we want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, we need the association of devotees. We need the mercy of devotees. And the more we value that association, the more we progress. So, for our today's verse, it says that Maharaj Parikit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but that those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. This brings us back to the subject matter of taking shelter of devotees. Parikit Maharaj is saying here that those who are less intelligent would certainly find Kali to be very powerful. But those who are self-controlled, those who have taken shelter of the devotees of the Lord, they have nothing to fear. And in the verse, it is said, aparamata parameteshu. Aparamata means one who is careful, one who is intelligent. And then parameteshu means those who are careless and those who are not intelligent. This human form of life is a special offer by material nature for us to escape this material world. Dulabam manasho deho dehinam shana bangura tatrapi dulabo manso Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam. Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam. Again, we come back to the same subject. That to obtain a human form of life is very rare. The human body is very special. But to get it is very difficult. Dullabo, dullaba, dullaba means very difficult. There are 8,400,000 different species of lives, of forms. And out of these, only 400 species are of the human race. The 8 million are all subhuman. So for a jiva wandering in this universe, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhajivan Guru Prasade, for a jiva that is wandering in this universe, the chances of getting a human form is very rare. And when we get a human form, the opportunity to relate, the opportunity to associate with those devotees who are very dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha, Darshanam Vaikuntha Priya, that opportunity is given once we get the human form of life. So, the human form of life is given to the living entity so that he can make progress out of this material world. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna instructing Uddhava, his dear devotee, said, Esa buddhimatam buddhir manisha cha manishinam. He said, my dear Uddhava, therefore those who are intelligent, esa buddhimatam, they will utilize the human form of life to make progress out of this material world. Those who are clever, Manisha, Manishinam, the clever of the cleverest, they will utilize this human form of life to escape this material existence. But those who are careless, Parametesu, those who are not intelligent, Abuddha, they would spend their whole life trying to enjoy sense gratification. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, those who are not devotees of the Lord are careless and unintelligent. Unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. So those who are careless and unintelligent, they cannot become devotees of the Lord. And for them, Kali becomes very powerful. And we can see how people are attracted by Kali. When Parikshit Maharaj saw Kali dressed like a king, but he was performing an irreligious act by breaking the legs of a bull. Parikit Maharaj banished him from his kingdom. And when Kali saw he was in difficulty, he begged the king, he appealed to the king, that I am also one of your citizens. So if you are banishing me from your kingdom, where do I go? So please, find some place for me. And the king said, all right, you can live in a place where there is gold. You can live in a place where there is prostitution. You can live in a place where there is drinking. You can live in places that are very sinful. Today, our cities, our modern cities, are simply samples of these places where Kali was banished to. Even though they may look so wonderful, they may look so glamoring, but they are simply places of sin. And those who are not devotees, they take great pleasure in relishing this material pleasure. Therefore, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, he describes the behavior of the non-devotees. He said, arasagya kaki. That those who are not devotees, they take pleasure in sense gratification, which is very bitter. But the devotees, they take pleasure in eating the sweet mango buds. Those who are not devotees, they may think they're enjoying, but actually, they are simply accumulating so much bad karma, which they have to suffer for in the future. We are all going through different sufferings in this world. In fact, the mere fact that we have a material body indicates that we have some karma. Those who are karma free, they don't live in this material world. They belong to Goloka Vrindavan. But those who have some karma to settle, they are given material bodies to sort out their karma. So the mere fact that we have a body, we have a material body, it means we have some karma to sort out. So therefore, in trying to sort out this karma, we have to go through the miseries of life. Birth, disease, old age, and death. No one can escape. Be you the greatest person in the country, be you the prime minister, be you the president, be you the richest person, these problems of life, you cannot escape. Birth, disease, old age, and death. So everyone is settling his karma in this body. Actually, this body is a baggage of karma. The fact that we have a certain height, a certain color, a certain likes and dislikes, a certain birth, a certain family, a certain country, it is due to karma. So to get out of this karma, we have to take to the process of Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that unless we are prepared, if I said it will not be possible to bring about a saner condition in society unless we are prepared to accept the modes of action adopted by Maharaj Parikit. That is, propagation of devotional service of the Lord to the common people. So, to create a sane society, to create a sane human society, these principles of bhakti must be promoted very vigorously. So, because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. is Krishna, Radha and Krishna combined. But just to taste his own bliss and to distribute love of Godhead, to distribute devotional service, the Lord appeared in this world in the form of his own devotee. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Bhava Mita Hiyaha, Aswadhyam Swadhyayam Bhakta, Prema Diksham Asikshayat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world for one reason, to distribute the love of God, to distribute devotional service to everyone. That was his mission. So this Krishna consciousness is an avenue for distributing love of Godhead. This Krishna consciousness is an avenue for giving everyone in this world the opportunity to sort out his karmas once and for all. Once we begin to practice Krishna consciousness, it means our karma is coming to an end. That is the blessings that Srila Prabhupada has given us. This Krishna consciousness is a great boon. It's a great benediction. It is the greatest gift that one can ever get. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this gift. So now it is left to us how much we want to take advantage of this Krishna consciousness. So those who are devotees of the Lord, those who are self-controlled, those who are disciplined, Kali has no influence on them. Kali has no power of them because they are in constant contact with Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one is in constant contact with Krishna. In fact, the names of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. Krishna Nam, Krishna Gun, Krishna Leela, Sama Ananda. The name of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the persons of Krishna, they are all transcendentally sweet. And one who is constantly involved, constantly in touch with the names of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the persons of Krishna, he is also in touch with the spiritual world. Harinam Premandana, that the holy name is imported from the spiritual world. Harinam Sankirtan Premandana, anyone who is chanting the holy name is in touch with the spiritual world. So just by chanting the holy name every day, we are in touch with Krishna. And once we are in touch with Krishna, there is no fear of Kali. Kali only becomes fearful for those who are not in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is in control of the material energy. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sachara Charam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this material energy is working under his direction. The material energy is Krishna's energy. So if we are in touch with Krishna through his holy names, then what is the fear? Maya becomes subservient. Maya is a servant of Krishna. And so if we are in touch with Krishna, then Maya will stand aside. But if we are not in touch with Krishna, the Lord of Maya, then Maya will harass us so much in this world. So, Srila Prabhupada is so kind that he has given us this opportunity to make progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, if we propagate this Krishna consciousness widely, then we can create a saner society. We can create a better humanity, a humanity full of love, A humanity full of intelligence. A humanity that is on the way home back to Godhead. That is the mission of Srila Prabhupada. To give everyone the chance to go back home, back to the spiritual world. That is the mission of this Krishna consciousness. We are tired of this material world. We have been in this material world for millions and millions of years. This is not the only life. We have been here before. We have been here many, many times, millions of times, but all that we have forgotten. Even Arjuna had forgotten that Krishna had spoken Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. When Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that he has spoken the science of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god millions and millions of years ago, Arjuna was wondering, you and me, we are the same age. How can you tell me that you spoke this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god millions of years ago? How is that possible? And Krishna said, you have forgotten. Because you are a jiva. You have forgotten. But for me, I have not forgotten. So that is the difference. When we change our bodies, we forget all the things we have done in the past. We forget our name, our family, our position, our race, our country. Everything is forgotten. And a new body is given to us. And then we think, this is the only life. This is the only life. I have to make the best out of this life. This is the intelligence of the careless people. Those who are careless, they're thinking, this life is the only life, and I must succeed by all means, hook or crook. But we have done the same thing again and again and again. And we were never successful. So this life, let us give this life to Krishna. Let us get connected to Krishna consciousness and make this life a success. And Prabhupada says that unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. So how to become thoroughly intelligent? We must take to the process of Krishna consciousness. We must study the scriptures given to us by Srila Prabhupada. In the conversation between Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is asking Ramananda Raya very, very wonderful questions. He says, what is the best education for the living entity? And immediately, Ramananda Raya said, Krishna Bhakti, that is the real education. This is the real education. Today, we are putting so much effort in various types of education, and we are neglecting the most important education, the science of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Prabhupada is saying here that unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. And in order to become a thoroughly intelligent, we must take shelter of this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Krishna himself says, Raja Guyam, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. This knowledge is the king of knowledge and is the secret of all secrets and is the purest of the pure. So by cultivating this Krishna conscious knowledge, we can become intelligent. And when we become intelligent, we will see that the real progress in life is to become a devotee of Krishna. So, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to share a few points. If there are any comments or questions, you are welcome. Hare Krishna. So any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. There's a microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, in the human form of life, there are many people who cannot see. They are not having their vision. And some people are belonging to rich families. So their care is taken by their family members. But the person who are poor, who has to beg outside, and they are not able to see. So their life is very much terrible. So why God has done such things to them? Because I have seen that they are not able to eat properly. If someone is giving them food, they are just having something, a bag, a plastic bag in their hand. In that bag, all the food is mixed up. So in that way, they are not able to eat also. So their life is not good.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada says, the Hare Krishna centers are for everybody. Everybody can come to the ISKCON center, take some prasadam, take some association, and make progress in Krishna consciousness. In our Krishna conscious centers, we are providing prasadam, we are providing facilities, we are providing everything for maintaining this body. And on top of that, we are giving Krishna consciousness. So if anybody wants to take advantage of this facility, he's most welcome. The choice is ours. Unfortunately, people are attached to their miserable conditions. And no matter how much you tell them they're suffering, they said, I prefer to suffer. There are some people like that. They're suffering, but they enjoy their suffering. So for such a person, what can you do? You only pray to Krishna as the super soul to help him out. That's all that you can do. So everyone is given the chance. The devotees are distributing prasadam, they're distributing books, they're distributing the holy name, so that somehow or the other, people can get connected. That is the program. Somehow or the other, people should get connected to Krishna consciousness, and the path of auspiciousness begin. As soon as you get connected to this Krishna consciousness, the path of auspiciousness begins. The end is Goloka Vrindavan. So that is what we are offering to everyone worldwide. In fact, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he has done a wonderful service to humanity by distributing this Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And today, there are temples throughout the world, even in forgotten places, remote places like Africa. We have many temples and many devotees. Isn't that amazing? This is amazing. The one person, Srila Prabhupada, he went to America with no money. 40 rupees. Today, 40 rupees is nothing. But that is what he had. But on the order of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada went to the United States. And 50 years down the line, so many temples, so many devotees, so many projects. People are becoming vegetarians. People are studying Bhagavad Gita. People are becoming very enthused by this Krishna consciousness. This is amazing. So there are no limitations. Anyone and everyone is invited to this Krishna consciousness. Just take it. Just grab it. That's all. If they are not grabbing, what can we do? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Is Krishna consciousness a karmic effect? Realizing Krishna, or thinking about Krishna, or chanting Krishna is based on the past karmas, or it's something else to do with that?
Thank you for your question, Prabhu. Well, we can say that it's by the mercy of the devotees. If it is by karma, I don't think I would get in touch with Krishna consciousness. I don't think so. It is by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. If Srila Prabhupada had not gone west, I don't think I would have come to India. So because Srila Prabhupada took the trouble to go west and establish this ISKCON movement and spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya, the mission went everywhere, and even unqualified people are having access to this Krishna consciousness. So we can say that it is only by the mercy of the devotees that we are getting connected to Krishna consciousness. It is not by our karma. If it is by our karma, we would be very far away from the temple of ISKCON. But because the Prabhupada desired that the whole world should be liberated, and he worked in that direction, his mercy is still going on. In fact, there is a story that recently in Eastern Europe, a lady received a book from the devotees. She read it, and she was very interested. She thought, I must go to the temple, and I must find the devotees. But she doesn't know where the temple is. So she started asking people, where is the Hare Krishna temple? And people don't know. Finally, somebody said, okay, you go down to the end of this road and go right, and then turn right again, you'll find a temple. He tried, but he couldn't find a temple. And all of a sudden, he saw an old man in saffron clothes with a walking stick walking towards her and said, you want to go to the temple? And the lady said, yes. He said, just go behind this road, straight ahead, you will find a temple. The lady followed that instruction. She got into the temple and he saw the old man sitting on the Vyasasan. Who is that? Srila Prabhupada. So he said, oh, this is the person who directed me to the temple. And the devotees were wondering, what is he saying? Srila Prabhupada has passed away 40, 50 years ago. How can you say Srila Prabhupada directed you to the temple? He said, yes, I was trying to find the temple. And this person sitting here, he directed me to the temple. So the devotees were shocked that even though Srila Prabhupada had left the planet many years ago, but his mercy is still flowing. He is still manifest to direct devotees, to give his mercy to devotees, aspiring devotees. So our connection with Krishna consciousness is not by our karma. It is by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. And on this note, time is gone. We was kind of out of time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.